Vayter and Shasper and Dav Chav Ches. So we know there's something known as Uvda Dechol, and that is a weekday activity. We try not to do that on Shabbos or on Yontif. So now the Mishnah starts by telling us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chav Ches Samar Aleph, top line by the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar, can I get a Klio, can I get a Kofitz? A person can go ahead and weigh out the amount of meat that they have by using a kli or using a kofetz. Kofetz is the thing they used to, is a meat cleaver. You used to smash down the meat to cut, to chop it up. But you're not allowed to use weights. That's what they used to use back in the day. They'd hold weight, and there's like a scale. And you're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, Tabach amochar basar, but mishkal, afabish also lishko belitra, right? Because that's a maisa chol. It's still okay to do it. Can I get a kli? Can I get a kofetz? Sakin gadol. Okay. They say, ein mashgichin bekaf muzayim kol ikar. You're not allowed to use a scale at all. Whereas we start out by saying that you can use, or you can use a scale, you just have to use different types of things. Can't use a normal weight. Chum saying I'll use a scale at all. Kaf muznayim, like you have two hands on one, you know, the two up and down, like Rosh Hashanah type of scale, din type of shtickle. Okay, Zakta Heilige Gemara, my kol ikar, what does that mean that you can't use it kol ikar at all? Says Rashi, my ikar rebuye, hi kol ikar, name of a chachamosim. Just say that they say it's also. Why are you saying at all? Amar Vidar Mashmuel, afilu l'shamim in achbarim, even if just to take, if is to guard it in order to not get messed up by mice. Rashi says you're not allowed to put it on the muznaim, which is hanging on this peg, on a high peg, in order that the mice don't get to it. You can't use it at all. Amar Vidar Baravin, v'hu detalya betritha. He qualifies the statement, and that's only if it's, if the scale is actually hanging on this ring. Rashi says, but tabas, shetolin osam, ba, kishishoklin. That's how they would do it. There was like this ring, and they attach the scale to the ring. But if it isn't on the ring, but it's directly on the pillar, on this peg, on this, some sort of like mount type of thing, then it's okay. But if not, then it's mixi kenosa l'she mishka. It looks like you're doing it for mishka, and therefore it would be a problem. Tabach uman, if you have a professional tabach, butcher. Rashi says, "Yodei lechavi mishkal, can I get mishkal biyadav?" He knows how to weigh it in his hands. Also, mishkal also biyad. He's not allowed to go and do it in his hands. Rashi says to hold the litra in one hand, that scale, the weight in one, and then the baser in the other one. And he knows how, like during the week, to do this. Like also, give it to uman who bekach orcheyav. That's like the normal way of doing it. He can like estimate it based off just the way it feels. For Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, he held the weight in one hand, the meat in the other, and he was able to see if it's the same or similar size. And again, all this is in order to when he gives the meat to somebody on Yontif that he can know how much he gave to be able to go ahead and afterwards deal with the finances. Tabach uman also the scope as a biyad. Tabach uman, again, a professional, also lishko basar b'mayim. He's not going to use water to do it. And that was like when they would disperse. What's the word I'm looking for? Not disperse. Okay, it doesn't matter anyway because I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Rashi says b'mayim, sheyeshlo. It has on, they have like a measuring cup. And the measuring cup has different simanim in the kli, and they would put in the water, and the simanim would let you know how much water is being displaced. That's what I'm looking for. It goes up to a certain amount, and that's how they would go and measure it. There's also to do it like that. It's also to make a handle in the meat. Rashi says, nekev lachos bo. They make a hole through the meat in order to go ahead and carry it. That you're not allowed to do. Amar Avina. Avina says, obiyada shari. But to do this by hand, that's okay. In other words, apparently the way it used to be done is they would use some sort of kli in order to cut open a hole in it. But if you use your hand, you just kind of punch a hole through it. If you use your finger to go do such a thing, then that wouldn't be a problem. This is something that's done for the shine. Rashi says, Linkov ve'etzbo shari delav derecholu, aval basakin derecholu, then it would be a problem. Okay. Amar Rav Huna says, Mutter, lots of simon baba. So it's mutter to make a simon. And the boss actually says, Shalo yachlifu, lo yachafeh, I know, say the one who's delivering it doesn't switch it. Kiyad the rabbi by Rahuna. They used to mechatech la tlus kindness. They used to cut it on three corners. Rashi gives that little picture there of like a triangle. So you know that's where it's coming from. Let's see if he says anything else over here. Yeah, his household knew that that was from him. They would weigh one portion of meat, a mana, against another piece of meat on Yontif. So they'd hold one in one hand, one in the other hand, and they would know. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, using even a scale. It put one meat on one side, one on the other side, and make sure that it came out the proper weight. Rashi says, "Show you cholkem basa b'neim." When they would be mechalek meat between the two of them, they would be shoklet mana. Can I get mana be yom tov? Kiman, who's this going like? Lok Rabbi Yehuda v'lok Rabbanan. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say so, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, he says, Shokol Adam Basar, can I get a Kli or can I get a Kofetz? He says, you can do, can I get like a Kav, which means, can I get a Kli in? Can I get a meat dechrin alo? Which means, Dafka Kli you can do it, but not something else. Can't use meat and meat. And Ik Rabbanan, Ha'amar, they say, Ein Mashkicham, a Kaf Mazayim Kalikar, you can't use it all together. So then who's this going like? As Gemara, Inu David Kerev Yoshua, they're going like Rabbi Yoshua, the Tanya Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Shulchan Maki Dei Magi Rabbi Yom Tov. You're allowed to do this on Yontif, one mana against another. Amar Rav Yosef, Halachik Rabbi Yoshua, the Lachasik Rabbi Yoshua. You could do one piece against the other piece. Hold, Tanan Bechor is Kavasei, because we have a Mishnah in Bechoros that is like him as well. Rashi explains, we're talking about the Asir Lishko Levinlum Kar Bechor, Baal Mum. If you have a Bechor, we know that it becomes a Baal Mum. It's also Lishko to go and weigh it, Sheshachtu Kohen Belitra. Shalasas Maisechol. Even though it's no longer, you can actually shecht it, you're not allowed to treat it in an appropriate fashion. It was a Bechor. Bekachim de Bizoyenu, Vikatani de Mana Kenegin Mana, Viodea Kama Mishko Vishonu, Vishoka Kenegda Mutter. But you can do it one piece of meat opposite another. What do we see? Amalav of the Dechol, Chashle. It's not considered of the Dechol to behave like that. The Tnanish, we learned in the Mishnah. Psule Amigdash. Some ago that was for hektish, but it became puzzle. What is the din? Hanas on the hektish. Their hana, it goes to hektish. Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where something, this is Rashi says, Sefer Damasnisik Nakari, it's the very end of a Mishnah over there. For Reisha Hachi Yisab Kol, it says the following, Kol Psulim Ekdashin, anything which is hektish becomes puzzle. Nimkarin Beitliz, it's sold in the butcher. Venishkalim Belitra in your way, Chutz Menachor, except for Bechor Vamaiser, Shan Yosin Labailim. The another goes to the Bailam of up. Psulim Ugdashin and Yosan Hektish. The money that comes in place if it goes to Hektish. Shulkan Mana, can I get out of a Bechor? And not only that, so one is an Yosan Hektish. The money that's used goes to Hektish. And Shulkan Mana, can I get out of a Bechor? When it comes to Bechor, you could do one piece opposite another piece. This is not considered a Chol de Gazach. And so we see this Mishnah, this goes just like Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, the Lacha goes like him. Frek the Gemara, what kind of connection are you bringing over here from one to the other? Amarle Abaye by yourselves, v'domaloi. Maybe you can't go ahead and say that one thing is shaykh to the other. Maybe that what happened over there in Bechoros are not maskim to the Rabbi Yeshua says here by Yontif, and Rabbi Yeshua over here maybe doesn't agree with what they say with their Bechoros, like Zok Rashi. V'domaloi, adkan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hacha ela deleka bizayin kachim. Over here, you can do one meat against another meat because there's no bizoyun kachim over here. Avahasam, the ika bizoyun kachim, lo, if there's a bizoyun kachim to behave in such a way, maybe you'd say it's not okay. Inami, another way to deal with this is the opposite, that maybe the chachamim over there wouldn't be maskim over here. That adkan lo kamir rabbanan hasam, ela mishum delo mechsei kovdin dechol. It doesn't look like ovdin dechol to go ahead and put one piece up another. Avalhacha, but over here. When we're taking the meat, and the whole purpose is just to split it up amongst themselves, the two of them are splitting meat amongst themselves, the mechsek ovdin dechol, lo. In such a case, it looks like ovdin dechol, so therefore, maybe they wouldn't allow such a thing to happen. In fact, I understand. Lameber dekapti ha'adadi. You're telling me that those two brothers of Chirim of Shimon, the Chirim of Shimon Barabi, that they really cared about, he has this amount of meat, I have that amount of meat, that they are weighing it out in such a way to make sure they have equal portions. V'hanu shev benisa da'asu lebe rabbi, there were seven benisa, seven, Rashi says, shiva dagim, fish, shabao le rabbi, v'nim tzashanat rabbi chia, says Rashi, rabbi chia chamesh v'holichan lebe, so rabbi chia took five and brought it to his house. And Vishtach Chamish Minah Rabbi Rechia, and five of them came to Rabbi Chia, v'lo kapit Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, and he didn't mind, so he could have that much. I'll have a little bit less. Doesn't make a difference. I'm totally fine with that. So clearly, they wouldn't be weighing out the exact amounts. This is a Gemara. Amar Papa, Shadi Gavi Benayu. You're right. You got to get rid of one of the two of the people here, and always get rid of one of the names. And it wasn't those two. E Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Either it was Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, that they're the ones who did it. E Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bar Kapara. Or maybe it was Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, and Bar Kapara. Okay. Next part of the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah in Shas. Emash Chizin is a sakam yontif. You're now going to go and sharpen a knife on yontif. Now, how would they do such a thing? They would do it in such a way, usually use like a stone that they would use in order to go ahead and sharpen. Even now, you could do such a thing. Aval, Masiel al gabe chaversa. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to rub it one against its friend. Rashi says to Mishani, the Mishnah Midrachot, it's a different way of doing it during the week. Usually you use a knife, a stone to do it. You don't put a knife against another knife. So you're not allowed to do it regularly, but you're allowed to do it in such a way. So the Gemara The Mishnah is only talking about when it's talking about a one that's made out of Evan, out of stone. And a stone one, that is something which is called Misakne Mitakenesle Shapir the Mechsek Mitakenesle. I'll tell you during the week. Avab Mashchezeshel Eitz Mutter. If it was a wooden one, then you're just going to be Mutter. Amar Vidom Shmuel Had the Amar Shel Evan Aser. That would say Evan is Aser. Lo Amar Ela Lechadda. That's only in reference to sharpening it. Aval Avir Sham Nisa. Mutter. If you want to just take the fat off it, rub it against it, take the fat off, that's okay, even on the stone. Michlal, that implies the Bishel eats a filu chaladanami mutter. That means to say that if it's out of wood, you're even allowed to go ahead and sharpen it, according to Rabbi Yehuda speaking out. Ike demasila seifa. No, some go and explain his statement going on the seifa. Bishel eats mutter. It's mutter to go and do it on wood. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, to sharpen a wood. And Shmuel says, ha, damar bishel eats mutter. That would say you're allowed to do it there on wood. Lorman el havisham. I'm sorry, it's only talking about in order to go ahead and to take off the fat. But to sharpen it, that would be aser. Michal, what does that imply? Even if to take off just the fat on a stone one, it was going to be aser to do such a thing. So we ultimately can see four ways of understanding this. Number three, I believe, some explain this like on our Mishnah. It's say, if you can't sharpen the knife on Yontif, it's only talking about sharpening. Mutter, but to take off the fat is okay. Michalal, dagabi chaverta, feel the chadadanami mutter. That on its front, the one knife from another one is going to be mutter to do such a thing. Vigid the Masilah Seifa, and this is the fourth one that we see, and some explain the review the shtickle on the Seifa. Aval, Masilah Gabi Chaverta, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to scrape the knife against another one. It's only taking off the fat. Aval, Chadda Aser, but the sharpen is going to be Aser. Mechlal, that implies the Mashchez is a feel of Havisham Nusa Aser when it comes to the Mashchez, the sharpening shtickle, even to take off the Shamnunus would be Aser to do. Period. Okay. Mantana de Mashchez is Aser. Who's the one who says that using the stone, the sharpening stone, is going to be Aser? Right? What's the problem here? We know, what's the issue? Ochel Nefesh. You got to prepare the knife in order to be able to do Ochel Nefesh. Amrav Chista de Lok Rabbi Yehuda. It's definitely not like Rabbi Yehuda. We saw this earlier and we quoted this Gemara over here. To look Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos, El Ochel Nefesh B'Dvad. There's no difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov except for Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Af Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. He matters even Machshiri, the prep stage, in order to get to that step. So we see our Mishnah says, it's also to do, clearly it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rav, the Rav Chista, Rav says, Rav Chista, Darshinan Mishmach Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, Darshinan Mishmach Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Should we go ahead and we say in your name, Halachak is according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei says back to him, Yehei Rav, may be the will of Hashem, the Chol Kihani Milim Al Yusat Tidushun Mishmai, that you should go out and darshan all amazing concepts in my name. Yeah, so if it's great, then you could say it in my name. Amar Vechem Hebreidu of Yosef, he comes and he says, Hava Ka'im Le Kamid Rava. Once I was by Rava, and this was on the Heilige Yom Tov. The Havaka beep chav chesem abeis, turned the page. Maver the sakina puma de dikla. He was rubbing the knife by the edge of a basket. Rashi comes and he says, Rashi says, Hameshav sheish sakin al piasali, was rubbing the knife on the mouth of the basket. Varmila, I said, lechadad karvin mayer, are you doing this in order to sharpen it? Oh, lahavisham nunisa, you just want to take off the grease, you know, all the fat. Varmila, he said, lahavisham nunisa, I'm just taking off the fat here. Vachazisi ledaiti de lechadad karvin. But I could tell that he's really doing it in order to take off, in order to sharpen it. Because, sovereign, it must be that he holds halacha vein morikin, that this is actually the halacha that the Rashi says, halacha krab Yehuda umutter, kol ish lasos. This is not lacha lemaisa, but we don't pass on this for everyone. Why? Shelo yezalzalu af b'she'ef shel ha'asos me'ob yom. So they shouldn't wait until Yontif to do it. The chol hani d'sharinan kigon sheniskalkul b'yontif. If you got a wound on Yontif, you need it. Don't show your esmo torud or you're too busy. Kidamin lakaman delo hitra b'yehuda elav machshirin she'ef shel ha'asos me'ob yontif. B'yehuda says you like to machshir ochol nefesh, but only things you couldn't have done before. So it must be that really is halacha, just don't pass like it. Another story like this from Rabbi. Have a community coming to Mar. I was once in front of Mar, which probably Baye. Anyway, Vahava Komavir Sakina Ashifsa Rechaya. I saw that he was rubbing again by the edge of a Rechaya, of a millstone. V'armelein, I said to him, L'chadad the kabo yumar, is that what you're doing? To sharpen it, l'havisham nunus, you want to take the fat off. V'armelein says, l'havisham nunus, I'm just taking off the fat. V'chazisi l'dayti to l'chadad the kabo, but I could tell the reason why he was doing it was really in order to sharpen it. I knew. Because of l'chadad yumar and Cain, same thing. Yibaylo, yibaylo. They came along and they asked the following question. Can you show a sack and a knife to a chacham on yontif? Rashi says, hatabach sack and l'chacham, the chachamim placed on the tabachim, it's Gemara in Chulin, that they're supposed to go ahead and show their knives to a chacham before they do shechita of any animal. Can you do it on yontif? Does it look like uvde dechol, the avshim milsa? Because there's a lot of noise involved, meaning no actual noise, but it's noticeable because people see the avshim milsa shedaita limkor beitlis o lo mechsi. People see him carrying it and people think he's going to do stuff, some business in the shuk, and the answer is, or is it not a problem? So the answer is, it says the Gemara, Rav Mari Breid, Rav Business Shari, he said it's mutter, Rav Ananasi said it's aser. Rav Yosef Amar, he says, Talmud Chacham Rola Atzmo, let him go ahead and check his knife, Umashila Acherim, and then let him go ahead and let him do someone else. So he'll do it in his house, and you know, so no one knows what's going on, and then everyone will borrow it. Okay, back to sharpening. Vam Rav Yosef, sakin sha'amda, if you have a knife that's sha'amda, what does that mean, sha'amda? Micharifus. Amda micharifus shalav she'enu chotechus yafa, aval lo nifkuma. There's no pegam in it, but it's not sharp. It became dull. Mutter l'chadada b'yantav, it's mutter to go out and be mechadad on yantav. Rashi says, v'afagav de me'atom mishilshom. Even though yesterday, 2 days ago, started to become bad, started on his way out. If it actually got a pagam from yesterday, then it wouldn't be mutter, because then it's mucha kilkul shalom. You know, you should have done yesterday. If it's just getting a little bit down, so then okay, you didn't notice, and it's fine to do it. Vahani mili says in Gemara, the paska agav duchka. This is only talking about when it's still able to cut. In some way, Rashi says, "Avani mili de paska agav duka through pushing hard." Avalim eino chotech. It's klal. Also, lechadlu the tircha yisero. If it's not able to cut at all, it's called the tircha yisero. You can't do it. It has to be able to cut, but it's a shvacha thing. But if not, then if it's at least shvach, it's okay. If it's not, if you can't do anything, then no, you can't use it. Darash Rav Chista v'item Rav Chista Rav Yosef Echad Sakin Shenifkam. Whether you have a knife who became nifkam pogam. In other words, that it has some sort of you know. Nick on it. Rashi says b'yom tov shenish by rosha, the tip of it broke off. Echad shpud shenirtzam, or you have the shpud, a spit that the edge of it broke off. The echad grifas tano v'kirayim b'yom tov, or grifa. We learn gar for katam is like when you shovel out all the stuff, the ashes, or shoveling out the tano v'kirayim, the two different types of ovens on yontif. Bana machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan. This came into the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The tanya we learned in a brisa. Ein ben yontov lo Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bavad. The only difference in Shabbos yontov is ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshir ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda goes weiter and says even machshir ochel nefesh. The preliminary stages is also done. My time in the Tanakama, what's Pshat in Tanakama? Who says it's aser to go out and do the pregame show? Amar Kra, who levado yeselachem? Who v'lovach shirav? This is what you can do for you, and only it, which things that are done with food, and not machshirav, and not the pregame show to that. Not something's preparing the things to prepare the food, but preparing the food itself. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kra, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it says lachem. Lachem, lachotarchechem, for you, for everything you need, even the pregame show. V'tana kam alksiv lachem, what does he do with the fact that it says lachem? Amar Lachah, say, who lachem lo nachem? It's for you and not for Nachem, you can't do things for Goyim. V'idach Nahami Oksiv, who? It says who, which means it should be only food and not other things. Amar L'chai, it says, Ksiv, who? Yeah, Nechem, it says who? Uksiv L'chem, it says L'chem, V'lo Kasha. Kam b'machshirin she'afshel l'sotzamerim yontov. One is talking about something you could have done before yontif. And kam b'machshirin she'afshel l'sotzamerim yontov, something you couldn't have done before yontif. If you could have done it before yontif, you're not allowed to do it. If you couldn't have, then you can. Amar V'idom Shmuel, Shput she'nirtzaf. Let's say you have a Shput, a spit that ends up getting, Rashi says, Nimach Shadosu Alav Vinekam of Alunishbar. It was bent, but it didn't break. Also, the Taktam Yontov is also to, you can't be Misak and fix it, Rashi says, because it's Yachalish Damishbo, Kamoshehu. Vitircha Delotzarechu, you can use it a little bit bent. What's the big deal? Says, Gemara Pshita, obviously. Says, no, Tzricha, the Afagav, the Mifshit Bidei. Even though maybe you can go ahead and fix it with your hands, you can just bend it with your hands, and you don't need to go ahead and use like a whole hammer to fix it. Even then, you're not allowed to fix it. From Rabbi Dami Shmuel, Shpud Shitzalu Babasev. You have a spit that you came along and you roasted meat on it. Asilatatala biyom tov. Rashi says, meaning immediately after you finish with it, you got to leave it. Why? Because it's nimas, umukso, kvar nasa, tzachyantov. You finished with it and it's disgusting. You got to leave it. Vaila barava amar Rav Malkio, said in the name of Malkio, Shomto umenicho bekaren zavas. You should go ahead and you can able to go ahead and move it to some sort of corner. Like you push it a little bit, milifnei. My hair, begrira, you kind of drag it, vitiltum atzad in a not normal way until you're able to get it away to some sort of corner. But you're not allowed to do tiltul gummer. You kind of like, you know, like push it with your elbows or whatever it is in a strange way. You're only allowed to do that if, if it has a kazais basar on it, a little bit of basar left over. If not, it's going to be muksa and you can't move it even in such a fashion. Even something which is strange. Ravina Amar Afa Bisha Aina Love Basa, even if there's no meat, Mutilatlo, you can go, you can move it. You know why? Rashi says Batiltu Gomer Vilasalko Shalo Yazuk Yazukubo and Shibeso. People are gonna get damaged and it's dangerous. Media have a coats Bishisarabin. This is talking about also like a thorn that's in Bishisarabin. Rashi says we say in Parakira, She Sikua and Shabbos, the Mutilo Licha Pachas Pachas Midan Amos, Atsamisalkan Litsadi Bishisarabim, Kidishalo Tazik. You can go less than 4 hours at a time and stop, and then it's like a new shtickle, in order that people don't end up getting hurt or damaged. Amar Rav Chinen Abirei de Ravika Shpud Shvachos Vigumos Rav Malkio. The halachas that came up about a shpud, which is a spit that we just spoke about. Shvachos was talking about servants, which is a Mishnah Ksuvos about how much work a woman has to do. Even if she has servants, she still has to do some sort of work. Vigumos, when it comes to the idea of gumos, we're talking about in order to know if someone is considered a gadol, if a woman's a gadola, she has to have two hairs. Now the question is, what happens if you don't have the hairs, but you have pores that are over there? You don't see the hairs. We could say that there were hair, and then the hair fell out. So shpud shvachos gumos of Malkio. Those luchos go like of Malkio. Blorus. Afer miklo gvina of Malkio. The halachas of blurias. Blurias are the type of hair that was used, and they used to grow the hair in a certain way, which is like avodah zarah. And when you have a yid is cutting that type of hair, he has to stop before he gets to that part a certain amount in order that he's not helping aid it in any way, shape, or form of avodah zarah. Then we have the idea of afer, which is ashes. Afer mikla ugvina. Afer mikla is talking about, you're not allowed to put ashes on a boo-boo in order to make it better, because then it leaves a mark over there and then it ends up being like a tattoo, and that's going to be aser sidoraisa. And Gvina is talking about, and this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that a yid can have Gvina that's made by a guy. And the Gemara over there explains a bunch of ideas. And one of these, because they used to put pig fat when they used to like put on top of it. Papa Amar Masnisa no Masnisa Rav Malkio says no. The things, the stuff that's brought, the things that are taught in the Mishnah or Braisa or of Malkiya, Shmaitza Rav Malkio. But if it's a Shmaitza, that's Malkiyo. Remember to remember it is Masnisa and Malkasa. The Mishnah is the queen, meaning it's the Iker, it's the main thing, and that's the name, sounds more like that, Malkiya. My Bainayu, what's the difference between them? Ike Bainayu, the two different sheets here is Shvachos when it comes to the dinam of the Shvachos. As Rashi explains it, the way the Rav Papa understood it, then when it comes by the Shvachos, that Mishnah over there, which is a Mishnah, he says that Rav Chinna would say that said it was Rav Malkio, and really it was Rav Malkiya. And the stuff that were coming from Mishnayos and Brises when it to the idea of the shpud, the spit and the hairs by the nida, is only that was talking about Rav Malkio, as Rav Chinna said. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.